Welcome to your five for the day. When I was a boy, I always dreaded going to the dentist. Just sitting in the waiting room listening to the sound of the drills was enough to put me off for life. But decades ago, drilling for fillings was the most tortuous experience I ever endured, and the drilling seemed to go on forever. Thankfully, I haven't needed anything other than an annual checkup for years, and boy, am I grateful for that. A friend of ours was telling us of her daughter's experience just a few weeks ago. She was having trouble with a wisdom tooth. It looked in excellent condition, but was giving her lots of problems, including terrible pain and an abscess, for which antibiotics had proved no good. So eventually she was forced to visit her dentist. His diagnosis was that although the tooth looked in excellent condition on the outside, inside it had decayed. The roots were all twisted. In fact, it was in a dreadful condition, and the only answer was what proved to be an extremely painful extraction. As our friend was telling this story, I couldn't help but see a parable applicable to us as humans in our relationship, or lack of, with our God. So many of us on the outside seem to be the real deal. We look good, we sound good, we do good. But inside each of us are the decaying roots of sin. I remember as an impressionable young teacher sitting in the staff room of my first school, listening to a colleague, an English teacher. He looked such a smart person. He spoke with a cut-glass accent. He purported to be someone I could get on with. Then one day the veneer was peeled away, and the torrent of offensive language that he came out with showed me yet again that, in the words of Scripture, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart here refers to our soul, that which makes us the people we are. It gives us our thought process, which translates into words and deeds. It is the vehicle which is characterized by sin, and which many try to suppress or cover up. But inevitably, if that is the root, then it can only bring forth one type of fruit, and that is sin. We may try to cover it up as much as possible, but the heart of the problem remains the same. Furthermore, whilst we may deceive one another, God will never be deceived. For the Bible states quite clearly, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. The only way to please God and make ourselves right with him, and thereby fit for his home in heaven, is to do something about the heart, the root of the matter. Thank God, when we confess our sin and acknowledge our need, God can respond favorably because he gave his son Jesus to deal with the otherwise insoluble problem of the human heart and our sin. Jesus at Calvary, in 3 hours of darkness that he passed through on the cross, became our sin-bearer. As the sinless Son of God, he willingly took the consequences of my sin and yours, so that we could be forgiven and given a new heart, a new beginning. Says the Bible, if any person be in Christ, that is, trusts Christ as their Savior, they become a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. My dentist can only see to my problems one tooth at a time. Jesus can deal with the problem of my sin completely. So why not pay Jesus a visit today and ask him simply to give you a new heart, a forgiven heart, and give you the new life that grows from within?